good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of February 25th, 2023. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and a respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Respite campers enjoyed a great weekend of activities, including visits from Moments of Magic from the University of Iowa chapter. Respite Care weekends are typically held twice each month from Friday evening through Sunday afternoon. Emergency respite care is available 24/7. Camp Courageous was fortunate to have the opportunity to help start the Iowa Head Injury Association back in the early 80s with Clark and Shirley Lane from Humboldt, Iowa. Even though they have both passed away, their son Bill still comes to Camp Courageous. Recently received this nice note related to head injuries. Dear ones at Camp Courageous, just sending our gift in memory of Kevin Heinrich, who was in the head injury group that came to stay from the nursing home in West Burlington, Iowa, where he lived for 27 years till he left us in 2022 for his heavenly home. He always had such a good time while he was there and loved the people who worked with him. It is such a wonderful program, and we want to help someone else have a good time. We miss Kevin so much, but so happy he had such great times while handicapped. He so looked forward to coming to Camp Courageous each year. Thank you all so much for being there for these handicapped people and helping them to have a joyful time. God bless each of you for what you do. Love and prayers, Chuck and Diane Heinrich. So we appreciate that note. We congratulate Ken and Rita Wolf for being selected as one of the KCRG 9 Who Care Award recipients. They started volunteering at Camp Courageous back in 2018 when they moved to Monticello. Both enjoy the outdoors and helping others. Along with volunteering at Camp Courageous, Ken and Rita have spent their winters volunteering in the Mennonite Disaster Services through their RV volunteer program. Here is Ken and Rita talking a little bit about their experiences here at Camp Courageous and volunteering throughout the country.
I'm Rita.
This I'm is Ken.
Wolf.
We live here in Monticello.
Monticello.
We originally lived in Morrison, Illinois. So I'd heard of Camp Courageous, but we'd never been here. And when we saw the sign, when we went and looked at this house, it was like, okay. So we looked for 6 weeks diligently to find what we was looking for. And everything that would have fit our idea of what we was looking for was already taken.
It was gone.
Except for this place. In 6 weeks, this place had not been sold. Like I said, the very first time we looked at the house, we came here, and Rita said right away, she says, well, this is the reason why we're coming to this area. This is why it's available here.
I like to camp and be outside. I love the outdoors. And that's why I noticed some weeds and things like that around the camp. And I said, you know, I like to weed, I like to garden, and so that's what I do here at the camp, is I try to keep it as nice looking as I can. For a lot of acres for one person, that's a lot, but I try to make it out here as much as I can.
I'm outside most all the time. Yeah. I like cutting wood, so cutting out trees on the tree line, mow grass when grass needs to be mowed, or I can do a lot of things, but I'm not expert at none. Well, Mennonite Disaster Service is the main one that we serve with. So they do disaster services across the country, Canada. They have what they call fast response teams, and then they have their traditional, and then they have RV program. The RV program is basically for retired people that have RVs, which fits us. And when we go do our regular RV, almost it's always in southern states. We've been to Florida, we've been to Texas most of the time. We'll be going to Louisiana this time.
I'm not talented whatsoever in carpentry or whatever, but they show you what to do. They show you how to lay laminate flooring. Mm-hmm. They show you how to make mitered corners or whatever I've never done before. I've even used a wet saw to cut tile for an entire house.
We feel that we were led to this to move to Monticello, mm-hmm. partially so that we'd be able to work here. Mm-hmm.
So much more than what the church camps we're familiar with. The Durgan Pavilion is unbelievable. And
even
that is
train,
really cool.
The
pool.
People, I've been out mowing grass and stuff and see the kids go by and they wave at you and you wave back.
Oh, yeah.
They just love being here.
What impresses me the most is the staff. The staff working here is just unbelievably compassionate towards their kids and their campers and adults. That's my impression. My biggest impression was the camp, the staff.
Thank you so much, Ken and Rita, for all you do. Congratulations to the Marion Sunrisers Kiwanis Club on their 50th anniversary. Had a great time with them last Saturday. And a big congratulations to Mal Holobar for being a 50-year active member. Also, a big thank you to the Five Seasons Bottle and Specialty Collectors Club in the Cedar Rapids area. And they had their special occasion last weekend that benefits Camp Courageous. Memorials this past week included Deanna Lynn Cromer. She was 70 from Blairstown. Wonderful lady. Passed away. She asked that her memorials go to Camp Courageous. Also, Camp's dear friend John Slusher, 78 of Marion, passed away. John and his wife Peg have been so involved in the camp. Most recently, they're providing camp with a medical ATV emergency vehicle. John was as wonderful a person as they come. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come, and the very best in 2023. Stay healthy and make it a New Year's resolution to come visit Camp Courageous in 2023. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.